With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line right now, Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. You can also hear Baldy with Jason Lacanfora on Baldy's Breakdowns. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Good morning, Baldy. How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well, man. Good to be with you.
What do you think of all the noise surrounding Sean Payton possibly to the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, I don't know what to make of it, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, I think we're all just sort of getting over the news of him leaving New Orleans, but I don't know that he's leaving New Orleans just to go to Dallas. I don't think he's going to coach this year, period. You know, he's 58 years old. He's made more money than he can count. You know, I think sometimes you just have to enjoy yourself a little bit. I think he may just take the year to do that. You know, maybe he'll do some television or something, but something a little lighter lifting than what he's used to.
Where do you put Peyton in the hierarchy of coaches? A lot of people here are saying, wait a second, him and Mike McCarthy basically have the same resume. On paper, they line up almost equal to each other. Maybe they both should have won more titles with the quarterbacks that they had. Where do you put Peyton in the coaching tiers?
Well, I put him up there. I mean, he's a top five coach in this league. You know, he's a perennial winner. He's won with, you know, with a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's won without him. You know, I just think that I think he's just a special guy that knows how to lead an organization. He's got a ton of energy. He's got a lot of bright ideas. I'm not looking to compare him to anybody. I think he stands on his own. And so just being around him and how he thinks and how driven he is, you know, there's just not many guys that could do the things that he has accomplished.
What do you think the difference between him and Mike is, McCarthy, as a coach, like on the level?
Well, I mean, Mike didn't call plays this year or last year. I mean, Sean would never give up the play. He would never give up play calling duties. That's his baby. Like that, you know, New Jersey diner menu in his hand, it's never leaving his hand. He's not giving that to somebody else. So, I mean, that's part of it. I just think his tentacles reach further, you know, whether it's the draft or whether it's the play calling or play design. I think just control. I think he would never give up a lot of what he did in New Orleans.
You think he'd be an upgrade here?
I think Sean Payton would be an upgrade anywhere he went. I mean, not just Dallas, but anywhere. I mean, pick a coach outside of Bill Belichick. Where wouldn't he be an upgrade?
Well, that's why we're asking.
Yeah.
You. Brian Baldinger here on 105 Through the Fan. I heard you got a little bit fired up talking about Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco. Is that true?
Well, I people just want to trash Jimmy, you know, like he's just, you know, they could be at the NFC Championship game without him. You know, I understand, like, they're just looking at stats, and, I mean, the guy's tougher than, you know, Texas shoe leather. The guy knows how to lead. He's got the respect of everybody in his organization. He's playing injured. It's not always the prettiest, but here he is, you know, for the second time in 3 years. So he's won 4 playoff games. I mean, just show me the resume of all these quarterbacks that are better than him and show me their resume over the last 3 years and what they've done and how many playoff games they have. So I don't think he needs to be defended. I feel like sometimes, you know, like I'll go do it because nobody else seems to want to do it or really look at the matter. And so if somebody thinks that Trey Lance could be in the NFC Championship game if they just played him, all right. We don't know that because we can't go back and replay the season. But I highly doubt they would be just based on the limited, you know, play that he had this year.
You re-signing Jimmy if you're John Lynch or giving him big money if you're another team?
Well, you know, the San Francisco's made their move. You know, they made the move to go draft Trey Lance. And when you do that and you give up all the draft capital you did to go from number 12 to number 3 to draft him, the clock starts ticking on the rebuild, not necessarily rebuild, but on your playoff run with them the day that you drafted him. And so he started a couple games this year, played a little bit. To sit him longer than that doesn't really make sense to make the trade that they made. But if you're somebody else, if you're Washington, I don't know, you know, pick a team out there that looks quarterback hungry. You could go, I think it'd be a good signing. I mean, you just have to say, okay, he's probably not going to play 16 or 17 games for you. That's probably not going to happen with his injury history. And that's one knock on him.
Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, Baldy's Breakdowns on the Diamond Factory Hotline every Wednesday here on 105.3 The Fan. How worried should the Rams be with this matchup?
Well, they should be worried. I mean, but they, you know, it's an. But if you're the type of, you know, team that gets worried, I don't think they actually are. But, you know, Von Miller hasn't lost six straight to, you know, the San Francisco 49ers. So, you know, and Odell Beckham Jr. hasn't lost six straight. I mean, to them, they lost a nail biter in week 17, and they got whipped pretty good on a Monday night. But, you know, it's a contrasting styles. The coaches know each other. They both could call each other's plays. You know, it's just a matter of execution right now. The Rams couldn't put them away, but they look like they have problems putting anybody away. They let teams, you know, back into games like we saw on Sunday. And so, Niners, whether Trent Williams plays or not, they know they can run the ball against the Rams. And if they can run it 35 times or more, like they did against Dallas, like they did against the Rams last time they played, they're a hard team to beat.
Does Stafford have to win this week, or is that playoff monkey already kind of gone?
Well, no, he's got to win. I mean, he's there. He's there to get him to a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl. And he knows what it's all about. I don't think he feels any pressure doing it. But yeah, I mean, he was traded for in the offseason last year, which got the offseason started around this time last year. He was brought in there to win a Super Bowl. So. This for them to go and lose to San Francisco at home for the third time in a season, that would be a crushing disappointment to Matt Stafford and the entire Rams organization.
Baldy, what's your take on the overtime? I know when you played, it was a different overtime rule altogether. It was just a sudden death. But what should they do, if anything, to the playoff overtime?
Well, it's been tweaked a bunch. The overtime rule in the playoffs is different than the overtime rule in the regular season. The regular season is a 10-minute overtime, and if at the end of 10 minutes the score is still tied, as we saw this year, Pittsburgh and Detroit, whatever game you pick, that's the finality. But it's not like that in the playoffs. So if it's already different in the playoffs, I don't think anybody feels like Josh Allen shouldn't get a chance with the ball in his hands, regardless of the Kansas City scored a touchdown. I don't think anybody feels that way. I mean, the reason why it's if you score a touchdown, the game is over, it's out of player safety. But they've already told you in the playoffs, player safety isn't the most important or critical factor.
Right.
Winning is. So if winning is the most critical factor, which it should be, and I'm not knocking player safety or anything like that, but everybody knows it's sudden death. And if you lose, you go home. You don't have to worry about putting a bucket on your helmet, on your head for the next 6 months. So if that's what it's all about, then Josh Allen should be able to go out there and give his team a chance to go and match that score.
How can Cincinnati pull this off in KC?
Well, they just did it. They just did it at the end of the season. Week 17, they just went to, you know, Kansas City went there, they put up 34 points, they threw for 450 yards, they couldn't stop Jamar Chase in the game. I mean, they already have the formula. I mean, if you want to get into a track meet the way it was in the quarter and overtime you know, last weekend. They have all of that ability to do it. And the quarterback has already shown the world that you can hit him as many times as you want. Like, he's just going to keep getting up off the ground. He's going to keep throwing passes. Like, you're not going to stop him from what he does. So, and defensively, if you make a mistake, they'll pounce on it, whether it's in protection, whether it's route combination, or whether your quarterback is tearing down a receiver. They have all of the ability at every position on defense to go make. So, you know, deflected passes, you know, they're going to get their share of them. They had two interceptions off deflected passes last weekend. Cincinnati feels very confident about this game.
Baldy, was there a coaching miscue you had the biggest problem with this past weekend?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's impossible for Sean McDermott not to have sleepless nights over kicking the ball with, you know, 13 seconds to go in the game, you know, out of the end zone. But that ball should have been squibbed, and it should have been put in the field of play. The clock starts when, you know, somebody touches the ball in the field of play. That ball should have been squibbed. It shouldn't have been, you know, pooch kicked or anything else. It should have been squibbed on the ground where you got to field the ball, and time should have been taken off the clock. I thought that was a critical mistake on Sean McDermott's side.
Have you ever played for someone that you felt or knew was a lame duck coach? And does that really have an effect on the team in what you think is that guy's final year?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I played for Rich Kotite in Philadelphia. Yeah, he wasn't a great coach. We played hard for him. We lost to the Dallas Cowboys, but nobody was going to beat the Cowboys in 1992. But we had probably more talent than just about anybody else in the league. And, you know, they kept him around for one more year, but everybody kind of knew that the way that we practiced and, you know, our game plans were inferior to a lot of other teams. But, we still won our share of games because of the talent we had. But I don't believe players lay down because they got a lame duck coach. I think players play, and sometimes you have more arsenal because your coach thinks through more situations and are prepared for more situations. But players don't really know that until the situation arises.
Where do you think the best fit for Aaron Rodgers is if he decides to leave?
Well, I think that I would have said prior to yesterday that New Orleans could be a great fit. Mm. You know, they got a championship level defense. They've got a world-class running back. They've got a great offensive line. You know, they're going to get Michael Thomas back. They'll draft some people. But I always thought Pittsburgh would be a great place for them. You know, it's not a star place, you know, driven. I mean, it's not a star city, let's say, but it's a winning city. They know what football is all about. They've already been chanting, "We want your quarterback," the Green Bay Packers in week four this year. We're going to steal your quarterback is what they said, you know, when I was up there. But I thought that would have been a good place. So I think there's a half a dozen places out there where he could go there and take them to the promised land.
Baldy, last one. You know, we got all these rumors with Dan Quinn and Kellen Moore and everyone getting second interviews. Is there a marriage out there that just seems like a perfect fit to you, whether it's Quinn, whether it's Kellen, whoever the Giants hire, Flores interviewing as well? Is there a fit that you just think should happen because it would be a match made in heaven?
I don't know, match made in heaven. I mean, that makes it sound like, you know, he's going to bring a Super Bowl wherever he goes. You know, I mean, usually you want something opposite of what you just had. So, I don't know, if Las Vegas decides to hire a coach, would Dan Quinn be a good coach? I think he coached the Las Vegas Raiders really well, a good leader by organization if they decide to do that. The Chicago Bears seems like, you know, they're defensively driven. They got a lot of talent on that side of the ball. I'm sure they could mold them a little bit better maybe than Matt Nagy did. I think two places that look like they make a lot of sense to me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.